Hi, welcome to Wealth Creator Radio. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman. Eric is president of Heckman Financial. And on our show today, Eric will be giving his experienced advice. Eric, here we are again, ready to talk about creating wealth in retirement. How you doing?
Oh, doing great. You know, I mean, one thing before we get into a lot of the show here is, there is some interesting things here at the beginning of the year. And one of the amazing parts was for 2019, more than 40% of all companies have had negative earnings, lost money.
Really?
And that's the highest since the late 90s, in a non-recession time period. And then the other crazy part is we also last year hit the most IPOs that made nothing, companies that went public that have, that are losing money. And that was 75% of all of them.
75%. Wow.
So let's see. When was the last time we had a whole bunch of companies go public that didn't make any money? Oh, yeah. That was .com days, right? And that did not end well. So,
Kind of, are we on the horizon?
Well, it's just there's a lot of crazy valuations out there. And so, this is definitely a good time to be rethinking about how your allocation is, making sure you've got some gains locked in, making sure that you protect some of that money because. Yeah, the valuations have gotten a little crazy. And, when that many companies are going up and losing money, that means people think they're more valuable because they lost money. It's like, what? That shouldn't be the case, right? So, it's just something to be thinking about, when you're talking about your portfolio and everything else. And definitely would be a good time to be taking some of the winnings off the table and locking that into something guaranteed or something at least that, won't drop a ton in value when things do change. So
okay.
Just wanted to throw that one out there before I know we were talking about more about healthcare, but
that's okay.
I think that's kind of something that we need to be talking about right now.
Right. So. Thank you so much for that. That's what Eric does. I mean, he can guide you with various things in retirement. He looks at everything. He and his team at Heckman Financial are a holistic team. They're going to look at everything in retirement, your income, your investments, your healthcare plan, your tax strategies, and then even estate planning. So today we're going to be focusing on healthcare in retirement. We all know the saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away, but that's not really true. That's not true at all. But you want to take care of yourself. So you want to live that long and healthy lifetime in retirement. So let's get into the planning for healthcare in retirement. Now, we know the study of Fidelity. We kind of talk about this a lot on our show, Eric. They estimate that for an average 65-year-old couple, they could expect to spend about $285,000 on healthcare costs in retirement. And people just cannot overlook that. How do you address that with your retirees?
Yeah, well, just to clarify that number, that's just premiums, co-payments, doctor visit, that type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We're not talking long-term care or any other things like that. So that's on top of, that other $285,000. So
true.
Yeah, it is something that everybody really needs to be at least accounting for. So lots of times I like to use, the hardest thing is, okay, what do you need to live on in retirement? What's that number? Everybody's got some number that they need every month. And so lots of times I'll try to use take-home pay. And take-home pay is pretty easy because you're already living on that. And if you're able to live on it now, you should be able to do it in retirement also. Mm-hmm. So the hard part, though, is most people get their health insurance through their employer. And that comes out before your take-home pay. So often people, they definitely will forget this because they're not normally paying for their own health insurance. They're not usually, sending off those checks. And so, not only do you have to know how you're going to afford the insurance before 65. So if you're trying to retire before 65, it's insanely expensive. I mean, $800 to $1,000 a person is probably something you should be, easily able to count on. And then if you're talking beyond 65, then you still have Medicare, Medicare premiums, the Part B, Part D, and then you usually get a supplement. So it could be anywhere from $200 to $400 a month there. And then of course all the, whatever used to kill you, now you just take a pill for, right? So, now you have to take those pills for a long time. So all those things, dental isn't really covered in retirement at all. So, I've had clients where they've hit $20,000-$30,000 in dental costs.
Seriously?
In a year. I mean, it's like one lady literally said, they better make sure I'm smiling in my coffin. And then everybody looks at it because, you know, the amount of money I've got in my mouth is so much. You know, I don't think she'd bought a car as much as she'd put into her mouth. So,
wow.
So yeah, it can be an item that a lot of times people don't think about either. So really, I mean, obviously, it's just cost, right? So you just have to make sure you account for that. So there's not really a way to especially necessarily put away money for that. But the main thing would be just making sure you're accounting for it. So in terms of, you know, when you say, how much do I need to live on? Okay, is the medical in there? Is the other medical stuff in there? You know, make sure not just the premiums, but make sure just doctor costs and stuff, all that's accounted for. Because that's one that often people forget. And you know, it does make a huge, huge difference, as we said, is, you know, if you're talking $300,000 over 20, 30 years, you know, that's some pretty serious money. So, yeah, it's really just, you know, making sure you know what's going on in retirement, making sure you know what all is happening. And, you know, one of the things we've actually come up with for people, if they want to get a copy of this, is that it's a retirement income planning checklist. And so it's just all the things that you should be looking for in retirement and making sure you've got all those boxes checked. So just like when you go to the supermarket and, you know, you want to make sure you got all your stuff, same thing here. You want to make sure that, you know, that all gets checked off and that way you got it all your bases covered. So if that's something you want to get a copy of, we can easily just email it to you. And the simplest way to do it is actually just text us. Text us the word checklist. So just the checklist altogether at 800-454-1184. Again, text the word checklist to 800-454-1184, or you can go online and request it at wealthcreatorradio.com.
We're talking about addressing healthcare in retirement, how you really got to just have a plan. And that is one of the key points, Eric, that you talk about when retirees come in and see you. You talk about, hey, what's your healthcare plan? We've got to have this. But a lot of people seem to maybe leave work before they've actually had access to claiming Medicare. So what are some other options we would have for coverage during those gap years?
Yeah, that is hands down the toughest thing to really kind of overcome if you're trying to retire early. And you really need to account for it. So retire early, I define by before 65, because... Mm-hmm. That's, even though 65 is no longer your Social Security age, it is still that Medicare age. They did not change that one. So one of the things you have to be thinking about is, yeah, how are you going to pay for that? Or even a lot of times it's even more complicated in the sense that, you know, maybe one person's 65 and the other one's 60. And so they want to retire, but guess whose health insurance they're on? The one who's 65 who wants to retire, right? So that spouse can flip to Medicare, no problem. But now the other one has no coverage, has no ability to get Medicare. And so what do? They have to either get Affordable Care Act type of stuff or, you know, just buy it on their own. You know, I've got several clients and, you know, I guess I'll just say they play by the rules. Several clients that were, you know, under that 65, you know, section and saying, okay, hey, if I just take money out of my savings, take money out of my Roth IRAs, other stuff like that, I can live on almost no income and get free health insurance. And that saves me, you know, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, maybe $10,000 a year. Okay, that's a pretty good savings, right? So that's one way to do it, is just try to have no income. Obviously, the other way is just you have to figure out how to pay for it. And so one of the things we do here at Heckman Financial is we actually will sit down with people and we'll actually have a visit with you, find out what you're worried about, what your concerns, healthcare, whatever, spending money, you know, do I have enough money to last? Here's where you're at right now. This is what your income plan looks like, even if you don't have a written one. And then at the end of that second meeting, we can say, hey, here's some issues, here's some things you might want to fix. And then it's up to you if you want to take action or not. But if you want to text the word visit to 800-454-1184, again, text the word visit, 800-454-1184, or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
You toss a penny over your shoulder into a fountain and you make a wish. You look into the fountain and you see a lot of pennies, but you also see some quarters and you think to yourself, who throws quarters into a fountain when pennies will do? Now think about the taxes you could be paying in retirement. Do you want to throw pennies or quarters to Uncle Sam? Eric Heckman and his team at Heckman Financial Services have helped hundreds of families plan for retirement for more than 25 years. Taxes can be complicated, so start planning now so you aren't caught off guard in retirement. To start building your plan, call or text the word TAX to 800-454-1184. And together, you'll create a plan designed to help you keep as much of your money as possible. Find out what the heck is going on with your taxes with Eric Heckman and the Heckman Financial Services team. Start planning today. Call or text the word TAX to 800-454-1184. That's TAX to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. And today, Eric is helping you create a retirement strategy. He's going over things that you would need for retirement, like your income, investments, tax strategies, healthcare plans, and your legacy plan. Today, specifically, we're talking about healthcare. But first, Eric, you have a financial fail for us. And this is sort of a time that you tell us a story about somebody who struggled with something, and we can learn from this incident. So give us a financial fail.
Well, this is one I've probably mentioned in the past. And, you know, with the high valuations of the stock market right now and the fact that 40% of companies are losing money, but their stocks are going up, and the fact that 75% of all the IPOs last year were of companies that weren't making money, were not profitable. It kind of does take me back to the late 90s. And I had a client, it was actually 98. He wanted to see if he could retire in 5 years, and so we figured out what the plan was. He was working for Adobe downtown here and, you know, making really good money, and he had a bunch of options. So, you know, he had $3.5 million worth of options. And so my advice was to pretty much liquidate most of that, diversify it out, put a lot of it in stuff and guarantees. And what did he do? Well, he sold $500,000. He used that to not to reinvest, but really to buy stuff, pay off some debt, do some other things. But you just kind of kept going, well, why? It keeps going up. And that remaining $3 million turned into $500,000. And since he'd already spent the other $500,000 pretty much, it was not enough to live on, especially he was trying to retire in his 50s. So this was going to be a very young retirement. Yeah, he had it. He was there. He was what I like to call financially done, where, you know, he did need to have more money, didn't need to get more money. But then there's that whole really more gambling side of things, because if you're taking risk for just the fun of risk, it's gambling. If you're taking risk because you need to have that money grow, you need to have it bigger for retirement, that's different. But he didn't need this money to grow. We had a plan in writing that would say, hey, you'd be set for the rest of your life if you just do this one thing. And he didn't have to.
And he didn't.
Yeah, he didn't pay that tax bill. So he also didn't have the money, and he probably would have rather had that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the nice thing is I've been working with, the one that comes to mind mostly right now is Apple. I've had several Apple employees where they've been just last year, especially towards the end of last year, going, oh my gosh, I need to diversify out. I need to sell some of this. And it got up so insane that, I need to take some chips off the table and move them someplace else. And a lot of those people have been moving them to really safe things just because of, you know, they just want to lock in those gains. I mean, working with one client there where right now he's totally done. The only thing that can mess it up is if he doesn't sell it, some of it. Mm. And so, so again, if you've got a stock or you got something that's shot up a bunch, and you're worried about taxes, hey, taxes are a better problem than a no money problem. I'll take tax problem over no money problem any day. Just pay the tax and lock in those gains. And, you know, there are ways to avoid some of the taxes. There's some different things you could use. You know, there are lots of different tools out there. There's opportunity zones, oil drilling, all these things that you could offset the gains with. So again, that's something you could, you know, give us a call and we can talk to you and help you with. But main thing would be is start taking some of those winnings off the table before it's too late.
Today we're talking about addressing healthcare in our retirement. And I guess 4 out of 5 workers haven't even calculated how much they're going to need for healthcare in retirement. That's a lot of people. That's almost everybody. I think a lot of people think Medicare is going to cover their health-related expenses or healthcare-related expenses in retirement, Eric. And we know that's not true. So tell us what Medicare does cover.
Well, Medicare is very specific. I mean, it goes down to goofy things like how many pints of blood you get and all this kind of like weird stuff. Yeah. So it's never designed to cover everything. I mean, that was never the goal. The goal was to basically make sure you have some coverage, have you chip in for part of it. So that's why you have some premium. But then the rest of it, you're going to have to still pay for. And if you're used to your normal insurance that you had when you were working, you're not going to want to only be on Medicare. You're definitely going to get a supplement, and the supplement fills in all those little gaps. Like, it gives you the extra pints of blood, you know, that you didn't get under Medicare and so forth. And so, yeah, you definitely always want to have something like that. I can't imagine anybody not having something like that. And, you know, it's going to be a kind of a combo deal. It's going to be the Medicare premiums and then this supplement. So again, you're going to be at probably anywhere from 200 to 400, maybe 500 a month per person. Yeah, so if you're married, the both of you. And so, you know, that's one of those things where you definitely need to take that into consideration and make sure that's part of your plan, make sure that's calculated in there. And, you know, once you have that, then at least you know where you're at, and you know, okay, can I retire? Do I have enough money, including these extra costs? And that's the big one that people have to remember to ask. And so, you know, there's a lot of different retirement planning issues out there. And so one of the things we did do is we came up with a report that is called the Top Retirement Planning Issues, including healthcare and more. And so if you wanted to make sure you got that, all the information that you need to have, we can send this report. Don't worry, we don't spam you out or harass you or anything like that. So all you got to do is text the word retirement to 800-454-1184, and we can send you the link. Again, text the word retirement, 800-454-1184, or you can request it online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And again, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. Eric, we talk about living a long time in retirement. And if we do, then of course, we think about the possibility of having long-term care needs. Will Medicare cover those?
Yeah, so that's probably one of the biggest misconceptions is people think that, oh, if I get sick, government will take care of me or my insurance will take care of me. It won't. So the thing that Medicare will cover is, say, if you ever need to go to a skilled nursing or some rehab facility, they will cover that if it came from an illness. So in other words, you went to the hospital, had something done, say maybe it was a hip being replaced, and then you go to a rehab center for a couple of weeks, they'll pay for that up to a most highest possible number is 100 days, so a little over 3 months. Most likely, they won't even go that long. Most likely, if you're not improving, they won't do it. If it was something that was not an illness first, so in other words, you know, you're just slowing down and not able to do as much, there's no coverage, no days at all. And so that's the hard part, is that all that long-term care costs, which nowadays, oh my gosh, it could be anywhere from $7,000 to $12,000 a month pretty easily. That's all you. That's not insurance-based. That's nothing with the government or anything like that. That's all you until you've run out of money. Now, once you've run out of money, you go into Medicaid, or in California, what we call Medicare side of things, Medi-Cal side of things. Mm-hmm. But you have to have literally almost nothing left to do that once you get to that level. So that's why you really want to have something for long-term care. And the hard part is, you know, how do you pay for long-term care? Well, there still is technically long-term care insurance out there. I don't even let people buy that with me anymore.
Really?
Because it's kind of illusionary. So, you know, you think you have this coverage, and the biggest problem with long-term care coverage is it's what they call guaranteed renewable non-cancelable, which is fancy insurance lingo for saying no matter what, it's going to get renewed. No matter what, they can't cancel you. But, big but here is they can raise the rates anytime they want. They do have to have the regulators kind of sign off, but they almost always sign off on it. And so your premium is never, ever guaranteed. And so what's been happening right now, I mean, I've had multiple clients now with 90, even 100% rate increases.
Oh.
Yeah, it's just insane. I mean, I just had one just recently where, you know, it was again where, what was it? I think it was 95. And this one, at least they had a nicer option where they said, hey, if we only have you have your balance or whatever, you know, the daily benefit on a very much slower inflation rate, then you can keep your premium at where it's at. And so, yeah, I told the client, yeah, you should definitely do that. You know, there's ways to lower down that, but there's a lot of other great options for long-term care. There's a lot of ones that are tied in with really like a life insurance policy, but give you a lot of other benefits. And the nice thing is the life insurance policies are guaranteed premiums where they can't change it. So yeah, if you're looking for long-term care, do not look for the traditional kind. And then be very careful, because some of these long-term care ones tied to life insurance, people are also trying to take income out of it. Well, if you take a bunch of income, your death benefit gets lower, and then that means the long-term care aspect gets lower. So yeah, there's a lot of little hidden landmines, and unless you know what you're talking about, unless you know what you're looking for, it's tough to figure that out. So again, if that's something you'd like to find out more about and get a lot more information, so that way you know what you're doing and you know what you're buying before it's too late and you find out you bought the wrong thing or you got a huge rate increase, just give us a call and we can go over that and more. We can go over the Worry Less Wealth process, the creating that blueprint to worry less wealth, where we create that income, investment, tax, healthcare, and legacy plan all in one. And again, there's nothing for you to lose. So if you want to give us a call and really take charge of your financial future, all you got to do is call 800-454-1184. Or better yet, you can text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Or you can also go online at wealthcreatorradio.com and book directly there.
You toss a penny over your shoulder into a fountain and you make a wish. You look into the fountain and you see a lot of pennies, but you also see some quarters. And you think to yourself, who throws quarters into a fountain when pennies will do? Now think about the taxes you could be paying in retirement. Do you want to throw pennies or quarters to Uncle Sam? Eric Heckman and his team at Heckman Financial Services have helped hundreds of families plan for retirement for more than 25 years. Taxes can be complicated, so start planning now so you aren't caught off guard in retirement. To start building your plan, call or text the word TAX to 800-454-1184. And together, you'll create a plan designed to help you keep as much of your money as possible. Find out what the heck is going on with your taxes with Eric Heckman and the Heckman Financial Services team. Start planning today. Call or text the word TAX to 800-454-1184. That's TAX to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, we're so glad to have you join us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Today, we've been talking about addressing healthcare in retirement. So, you know, we're talking about bracing yourself because it's going to be a lot. But not only is it important for you to figure out your healthcare coverage, it's also important to figure out how you're going to keep income coming in once you've retired. So, Eric, we talk about income a lot in retirement. Explain to us how you work with your retirees to help them ensure that they are going to have enough monthly income coming in, even when they're not working anymore.
So that's probably hands down the very first freak out or whatever you want to call it, just nervousness and stress level of retirement really is those first couple months when you don't have that set paycheck. Because most of us are used to having this fairly steady paycheck come in, if it's whatever, you know, semi-monthly, every 2 weeks, weekly, you know, whatever frequency it was, you had a paycheck, you had a dollar amount that was pretty consistent, you knew it was coming in, and things were fairly easy. And now it's like, oh, hold on, I'm what? You know, where's my money come from? And so, yeah, retirement's really about lots of little paychecks. You know, some are bigger than others. Obviously, once you hit Social Security age, then, you know, that's a bigger check. But really, yeah, what you have to do is start looking at your assets and saying, okay, what is going to be producing income? And so when I'm analyzing most people's portfolios, on average, for people working, it's around 1.5% is typically the dividends and interest rate of their entire portfolio. So in other words, what that means is if you got like $1 million in there, they're getting only about maybe $10,000, $15,000 a year in dividends and interest. And so if you need to get $3,000 off that portfolio, guess what you have to do with the rest of the money? You got to sell something, right?
Uh-huh.
And you got to sell something not today, not tomorrow, but every single month. Because that money has to keep coming out. Well, why is that important? Guess what happens every month in the market? it goes up and it goes down. It goes up and it goes down, right?
Right.
And so which month was that? I mean, if you think about 2018, where it was a horrible start, then a fairly decent summer, and then a horrible end, depending on which month that was, boy, you sold either a ton of shares or not very many. Mm-hmm. And when you sell a lot of shares when the market's down, those shares don't come back. So yeah, one of the biggest things is making sure you have that money there, that you have some sort of income stream. So yeah, how are you going to take those dollars out is one of the biggest questions that you have to answer. And you know, it's one of the things that we set up with people to say, okay, well, let's have some steady income money, some stuff that's paying you some pretty good dividends, ideally on a monthly basis. So these are things that are paying right now today about 5, 6, 7%. And that money comes in every single month. So again, that matches what you need because you need to withdraw money every single month. Mm-hmm. And then you can even do some guaranteed lifetime incomes where you're, in essence, buying your own pension, buying an income stream for life. And those can be great tools, either initially in retirement, or a lot of times they're even better if you wait a few more years into retirement. Or if you say you're 50, 55, you could be setting that up now, moving some of those and positioning some of those dollars where you're going to have a great income, you know, at 65, 66, 67, whenever you want to retire. And so, yeah, that's I think, one of the most critical things for people to look at is really understanding how you're going to get income, not just do I have enough assets, but just because having a whole bunch of money in a mutual fund or in, you know, in the stock market doesn't mean you have a lot of income. It just means you have assets. You need to figure out how to turn that into actually liquid dollars that you can go spend and enjoy and have fun and, you know, then not have to worry so much about what's happening today in the market, or can I not go on vacation now that the market tanked, or, you know, those types of things. I mean, I think that's horrible in retirement if you have to make changes of your plans based on the market conditions. But I've actually seen people do that. So, yeah, you definitely have to have a plan for that income.
So, Eric, one thing that we do, or well, most of us have access to, will be those Social Security benefits. How do you help someone determine when to start those? Because, you know, so many people see their neighbor do or their relative doing something and they want to do the same thing. But I know it's really important to make the right decision in the beginning.
Yeah. So the toughest thing there is so many people still, I mean, the stats are pretty high still on how many people are taking it 62. I don't know if it's still the majority of people, but, you know, it's starting to get a little bit smaller, but it's still a ton of people. And the penalty for taking it that early is between 30 and 35% of, you know, what you could have gotten at either 66 or 67, depending on when you were born. So try to wait. And the other big problem is if you end up working, so if you end up taking some job for fun or just doing something, or maybe you retired for a while and then somebody says, hey, I got the startup, can you work for us or to consult with us? If you're making money and you're under your full retirement age, again, that 66 or 67 age number, then you can lose all your Social Security benefits. Once you make over 18 grand, they start taking away $1 for every $2 you make of your Social Security benefits. And so once you're at about $50,000, $60,000, you're not going to get any of your Social Security benefits, even though you now locked in a penalty for taking them early. So not smart.
Right.
So be super careful then. Waiting to 70, yeah, you get that 8% increase every year. So, you know, that's a nice thing. Yeah, so if you can afford to do that, probably the biggest thing is for married couples. Lots of times they do the math backwards on this. They say, okay, whoever had the higher income earnings, we'll take, you know, that person's first because of their check will be bigger sooner.
Yeah.
Well, that's the exact wrong way to do it. You want to take the higher income earner check latest, because then, of course, you've got that income set for life and it's a bigger check. And so then, especially when one of you passes away, the higher of the two checks stays there. So yeah, it's really critical to really know what the plan is for Social Security, have a plan, have it in context of your other assets. Because obviously, if you're waiting to take Social Security, but you're going to still retire, where are you going to get that money until Social Security kicks in? So that's why you need to have an income plan, and that'll help you determine when you should take your Social Security. But one of the things we've actually set up is a great report on Social Security. And so it just goes over the, you know, what, who, when, how, all that type of stuff of Social Security decisions. And that's something we update every single year. So if you want the latest version, all you have to do is text the word security to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word security to 800-454-1184, or you can request it online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
the impact that taxes can have on our retirement savings, because it's a big impact, Eric.
Yeah, again, something that you have to be accounting for, right? So if we're going back to what I was talking about earlier with income planning, a lot of times I like to use the take-home pay. Well, what's one thing about take-home pay? It's after taxes, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that means you need actually to withdraw more from your portfolio to keep that same take-home pay. So, you know, say your gross household income's $9,000 a month and your take-home's $6,000, and we're trying to plan on $6,000, well, we're going to still probably need to take out that $9,000, but we're just showing you you're living on $6,000. So if you're trying to do this on your own, you need to add that back in and gross up those withdrawals. So to make sure you're covering that tax. And then the other big fallacy that a lot of people have is they think that taxes will be less in retirement. You know, why was this? Well, when the 401ks first came out, that was fairly true. I mean, most people would be in a lower bracket back then. But then tax rates went down. A lot of itemized deductions went away. And then, of course, with the Trump tax law, we lost even more itemized deductions. So he did very much similar to what Reagan did back in the 80s and got lower tax rates. But we also know that these tax rates go away at the end of 2025, which sounds like a long time, but that's in 6 years. So we should actually say we have less than 6 years left on this tax law. And so that's one of the things that you have to think about is down the road, if you're going to be retired for 20, 30 years, do you think taxes are going to go up? Of course they will. What is your tax liability right now in terms of your tax allocation? How much of your dollars are all basically reliant on the government not taxing you to death? The government, with a stroke of a pen, can change the tax rate and instantly you could lose 5, 10, 15% of your assets. You really need to be taking action now. This is probably one of the most critical tax years ever is 2020, because we know the tax rates are lower. We know they're going to stay lower at least for a while, and they may change depending on how things go down the road here. So again, if that's something you want to take advantage of and see, okay, does a Roth make sense to me? Does two-step Roth or all these different things? There's all sorts of tax things you could be looking at. Again, that's 800-454-1184 and text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
You toss a penny over your shoulder into a fountain and you make a wish. You look into the fountain and you see a lot of pennies, but you also see some quarters and you think to yourself, who throws quarters into a fountain when pennies will do? Now think about the taxes you could be paying in retirement. Do you want to throw pennies or quarters to Uncle Sam? Eric Heckman and his team at Heckman Financial Services have helped hundreds of families plan for retirement for more than 25 years. Taxes can be complicated, so start planning now so you aren't caught off guard in retirement. To start building your plan, call or text the word TAX to 800-454-1184. And together, you'll create a plan designed to help you keep as much of your money as possible. Find out what the heck is going on with your taxes with Eric Heckman and the Heckman Financial Services team. Start planning today. Call or text the word TAX to 800-454-1184. That's TAX to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Thank you so much for joining us today. We're talking about addressing healthcare in retirement. And just like there are different doctors, right? There are different types of financial professionals too. Eric, what are some different types of financial professionals and tell us what they focus on?
Yeah, so that's probably the worst thing about my industry is what is a financial advisor? What is a retirement planner? All these types of, you know, labels or whatever you want to call them. And I mean, if you say, what is an attorney? Well, an attorney is somebody who's, you know, got a law degree and passed the bar and sanctioned by, the law legal association. There is nothing really in the financial planning world like that. So that's a really bad part about it for a consumer, you know, point of view is what type of person is this? Is this a product salesperson? Is this, like right now there's these multi-level marketing groups going around saying, hey, go get licensed and, you know, sell all your friends and neighbors. And, you know, they don't tell you this, but then once you've used up all them, we'll just have you recruit more people and you won't make anything, but the people at top make a bunch. And so, yeah, so you got to look at, see, is this a product salesperson or is this somebody who actually knows how to do actual real planning? And just running a piece of software is not planning, by the way. So one of the things you want to look at is first and foremost, how are they licensed? So if they have an insurance-only license, well, then they're not supposed to talk to you about any securities matters. So anything about stocks, bonds, mutual funds, they're not supposed to be talking about. Now, the goofy part is they can be doing index annuities or index life insurance where it's tied to a stock market index, yet they're not supposed to be talking to you about securities. So, and then they may be telling you to take money out of your mutual funds to go invest in these things. So they often kind of cross over what they're not supposed to be doing. Then, of course, you want to see if somebody's only has a securities license only and don't have an insurance license. Well, that means everything you do with them will be at risk because risk is the only option when you have a securities license. So first and foremost, I'd ask, how are you licensed, right? What licenses do you have? Then you want to see what kind of professional degrees. Now, I'm not necessarily talking about college degrees because there isn't really there's no very big things of, college, financial education type of degree or something like that. But did they get a, CFP, Certified Financial Planner designation? That takes about 5 classes and a day and a half long test. That's a real designation. Now, there's all these bogus designations that are out there that you can sit down and take a test and in an hour get a designation. So you do have to watch which ones. The SEC and FINRA are both good sources of what's a valid designation versus a not very good one. And so then also you want to see, are they a fiduciary? So what the fiduciary means in this context is somebody who has to do what's in your best interest. They tried to make this go across the board for everybody in the industry. That very much failed. And so now they're going to say, oh, you have to do what's in your best interest. But if we don't want to, we just have to disclose it. it's kind of like the car salesman saying, well, we're supposed to put you in the right type of car, but if you sign this piece of paper, it discloses the fact that I don't really have to do that. And it's like, what? So yeah, it's crazy. So when you're looking at your retirement picture and you're trying to get help, ask, are they a registered investment advisor or do they work at least for a registered investment advisory firm? Now, you also have to be careful because if they have a thing called registered representative on their card, then that means they have to do certain assets that they have to do commission only. And so they're what they call duly licensed, where they're kind of playing both sides of the fence. Well, if you're commissioned on one side and then this other, and you don't have to do what's in the best interest of the client, and then the other one, you do have a suitability standard. It's like, how can you be doing both at the same time? You can't have one that says, okay, we can sell you anything as long as it's suitable. And then also at the same time, we have to be doing what's in your best interest. It's like, no, that's just inherent conflicts that don't work. But the industry runs that way. So yeah, ideally what you want to do is you want to find somebody who is a certified financial planner, because at least that's a designation that's real, that has tests, has continuing education requirements. It's much more like, what a lot of the other professions have. And then also you want to see if they are a registered investment advisory firm only, not a registered representative. So yeah, that's a lot of terms, a lot of things. One of the things we actually have at wealthcreator.com is we actually have a one part of our website where you can do how to check out a financial advisor. And so it's just all these different links and places to go. So you can look at their, is there any complaints on their insurance or securities license, and, pull up a lot of information. So yeah, if you want to check somebody out, just, go to wealthcreatorradio.com. We can get that list there for you.
So we always talk about how you need to have someone who specializes in retirement planning. What makes that person different, Eric? And that's who you are. You specialize in retirement planning.
Yeah, exactly. So I would say, maybe 80%-ish, somewhere around there, is roughly how many people are accumulation planning. So most of the time you hear people talking about, of course, all the TV shows are like that, buy this stock, buy this, a lot of the stuff online is buy this, buy that, this investment's better than that investment. That's all about accumulation, right? That's all about saving more money and making that pile of money bigger. It's massively different when you're taking it out. So again, you know, you as an adult, you're not going to go to a pediatrician, even though they do give you a lollipop, which is nice. But you know, you're going to go to somebody who can help you, right? At your right stage of life. And lots of times people don't understand that there are people who specialize in more making that shift to retirement and to distribution versus accumulation. And, you know, that's really what we've been doing for the last almost 20 years now here at Heckman Financial, is really helping people do that. And so what are the things that you need to have? Well, first and foremost, you have to have a written income plan. So if you're working right now with any sort of financial advisor and they have not given you a written income plan. A lot of times people say, oh, I've got an income plan. Really? Show it to me. Oh, well, I don't have one in writing. Huh? So, yeah, you have to have it in writing and saying, okay, this is how your money's going to, you know, what does that income plan do? Well, it says, okay, if I'm going to take out, say, whatever, $6,000 a month for the rest of my life, increasing that with inflation, after taxes and everything, do I keep getting that same adjusted income? And is my money going to be there or not, right? And how long is it going to last? Is it going to run out when I'm 70 or when I'm 90? Because those are very different, you know, outcomes. And so, yeah, that'd be what the income plan would be. And then the next part would be really looking at how your money's invested. So most people, when we're talking about how your money's invested, they're going to do probably an asset allocation chart saying this is how much you have in large and small, international and US and stuff like that. That's the wrong math for retirement. The math for retirement should be, this is how big the roller coaster you're on. Is it the little kitty roller coaster where you just barely move and maybe your hair gets blown a little bit, but then that's about it, you know? Or is it the one where, you know, you see everything in your pockets fly by your head when it's flipping over and you know, you're hugging the trash can afterwards, you know? So, you know, what kind of roller coaster ride are you on in terms of volatility? So in other words, how much ups and down are you liable to have? And why is that so critical in retirement? Well, again, you can't wait for the market to recover when you're retired. If you're living on that money, you can't just say, oh, well, I'm going to stop living on money for the next 6 months to a year before my money comes back. Well, huh? What? No.
Life right? doesn't work that way.
No, life does not work. So, you know, so that's one of the things you have to look at is, you know, how's that doing that? What kind of volatility do you have? And again, that's why my process is worry less, because we want you to also be able to worry less about your finances and less about that roller coaster ride. So, you know, if you can get those fairly similar returns without all that risk, then yeah, take advantage of that. And then the next part's taxes. So really, when you're talking about taxes and retirement, what we're talking about there is, you know, which bucket and which one makes the most sense. I mean, some of the dumbest advice you get is from tax people. And why is that? Well, because you're asking the wrong question. So usually when you're talking to a CPA or a tax preparer, you're saying, have me pay the least amount of taxes today. Well, if you say that today in retirement, that usually says don't touch your IRAs and 401ks until you're 70 and a half or now 72. However, what's the big problem there? You could have given up some 10 and 12, you know, these low tax brackets. You could have missed some of that. And then now you're going to be taking out this money at 25 or so. You don't want to give away those brackets. Those, if you've got a smaller tax bracket and you don't use it, you lose it. So you need to have somebody who does do tax planning in retirement. I think that's probably one of the biggest ridiculous things is you hear all these people say, oh, we can't give you tax advice. But you're talking to me about my IRA, my capital gains, everything's tax related, right? You know, so that's all the things that we do when we create that blueprint to worry less wealth for people. All you got to do is text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184, or you can book an appointment or a phone call online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
You toss a penny over your shoulder into a fountain and you make a wish. You look into the fountain and you see a lot of pennies, but you also see some quarters, and you think to yourself, who throws quarters into a fountain when pennies will do? Now think about the taxes you could be paying in retirement. Do you want to throw pennies or quarters to Uncle Sam? Eric Heckman and his team at Heckman Financial Services have helped hundreds of families plan for retirement for more than 25 years. Taxes can be complicated, so start planning now so you aren't caught off guard in retirement. To start building your plan, call or text the word TAX to 800-454-1184. And together, you'll create a plan designed to help you keep as much of your money as possible. Find out what the heck is going on with your taxes with Eric Heckman and the Heckman Financial Services team. Start planning today. Call or text the word TAX to 800-454-1184. That's TAX to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is in his 27th year of helping people have remarkable retirements. Now we've come to the time in our show when Eric gives us an example of a wealth success story. So, Eric, what do you have for us? Something that turned out really nicely for somebody.
Yeah, so, you know, one of the things that has gotten to be resurgent more and more as people realize that taxes are going to get uglier and uglier and uglier, you know, as time goes on. Yeah, using overfunded life insurance. So this is a tool that can work really well. A lot of times it's horribly missold. And so you really want to get your research done. You do not want to buy the first one you see. You really want to get a little bit more information. But really what we're talking about here is, you know, how can you build up some cash that's available to you at any time in your life? I started off in the life insurance business, you know, in the early 90s. And one of my clients in the mid-2000s, we had done a bunch of planning for him, and he had other monies he wanted to save and couldn't fund a Roth IRA. And this is before you could convert to Roth IRA. You had an income restriction back then. Now you don't. But so he started putting some money in life insurance and, you know, kept funding this one plan, and it was building up nicely. It wasn't doing as much as the stock market, but it was, you know, trugging along, doing very well. And then, of course, we hit the 08 crash. And so one of the things he did is he had some money on his home, or he had a home equity line, and he saw these houses dropping in value like crazy. I mean, houses up in Vallejo area where they dropped from 400 down to 100. And so he went down to one of these home auctions and bought one for a little over 100 grand and wrote a check out of his equity line. Well, guess what happened the next week?
What?
His bank closed the equity line, because people kind of don't remember that probably by now, but banks were back then were going around shutting down home equity lines because they were worried about home valuations dropping. And he was like, hold it, but I saw this other house I really wanted to get. So what did we do? We borrowed some money from his life insurance. There's no taxable event. There's, you know, it was a great way to get that money. That house today is probably worth $700,000-$800,000. And he paid a little over 100 grand for it 10 years ago or a little bit more, you know. So what's the rate of return on that life insurance policy? Right. Very good.
Very good.
So, having access to cash, having stuff that's tax deferred, but having still access to it, that's the only thing in the tax code that allows you to have something that's tax deferred and access before 59 and a half is actually life insurance. So have a plan. And again, if you want to do that, all you have to do is text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. If you ever miss any episodes, you can say, hey, Google or Alexa, and play Wealth Creator Radio. But with that, we'll be back next week. Talk to you soon.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.